stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's November 14th. We're back here after the weekend, and we're here.
Hippity hoppity happy Monday.
Boy, somebody's in a good mood this morning.
Yeah, I love Mondays, though.
Do you really?
I do.
Wow, why is that?
I don't know. Because usually Mondays are the start of a lot of productive... I like to work. Yeah. I'm a workaholic, so it's the start of a productive week for me.
I see. So the weekend is too slow for you.
It's too slow, yes.
Did you do anything exciting?
I did. I saw the opening night of Bring It On, the musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You said you were going to go see that.
Yeah, and you know what? I had my hesitations at first because I'm thinking, well, how good could this be? You know, I mean, it's a cheerleading musical.
Yeah.
I love the movie Bring It On, but I was like 15. Years old when that came out, so I really didn't expect to like it, or you know, I mean, I didn't think it'd be anything special, and I was caught by surprise. It was great.
Really?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing, and it was so well written. There were funny times, there were more emotional times. It was just a great script. So, and what a risky, I mean, they were really risky in doing this. I mean, a lot of musicals, you know, I mean, they consist of dancing and, you know, professional dancers doing all kinds of crazy things with their legs and stuff. Mm-hmm. But cheerleading, I mean, they have people doing flips all over the place.
Really?
And lifting girls up. And, you know, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's definitely risky.
Wow.
With injuries and stuff.
Yeah.
That could happen.
That's
during,
true,
especially
yeah.
during a live show. But there were no mistakes during our show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
During our show.
Yeah,
during
our
the show that I saw. I feel like I'm in it.
Yeah.
But, oh, my gosh, live theater makes me want to do a live show again so badly.
Yeah.
It's been a few years. That's what I started out doing, and I miss it so much. I was dancing in my chair the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, it was
They
so
had
much
some
fun.
Good music in the play?
Great music. The dancing and the cheerleading was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, what I enjoyed the most were the characters. They had some really great... Just a huge array of different characters.
Yeah.
They were all so funny and relatable and just hysterical.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Is it pretty faithful to the movie, or did they do, like, did they change the story?
I mean, it's along the same premise of, you know, cheerleading, the spirit stick. You know, they have a lot of similarities, but it's not something you would compare at all to the actual movie.
Right.
Totally different, yet still the same, if that makes sense.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, it's not the exact
story.
No,
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I understand.
So I highly recommend going to see it.
Okay, and that's at the Amundsen Theater, right?
Amundsen Theater, and it will be in L.A. until December 10th. Mm-hmm. So get your ticket today.
Okay. I'm not in a rush. I'm not that into theater, you know. I mean, I've seen a couple, but, you know, some of the major ones like The Phantom of the Opera and things like that.
Ooh, that
you know,
sounds
some
like a
of the
one.
Big ones, yeah.
Well, I love theater, but I'm more into straight plays usually.
Mm-hmm.
For me, musicals, it's hard for me to like a musical because it's just too much jumping around and smiling and hip happy, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy and big and fake. But this one was really cool.
Yeah. So there was good acting too.
Yeah, great acting.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So how about you? Anything exciting this weekend?
Well, we were going to go to Palm Springs on Saturday. And as you probably know, it rained on Saturday.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, and it was cold. And we thought, what the hell? We're going to go to a resort in Palm Springs and drive all the way there just to sit in the hotel room? I mean, what's the point?
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
No.
You've been trying to get away for the weekend for the past, like, month, and it's just been against you.
It has.
Nobody wants you to have a vacation.
Maybe not. I don't know. But eventually I'll take one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have been a very long vacation, but it wouldn't have been too bad, you know, to get away for a couple of days.
Of course.
But, you know, I mean, the weather, I mean, it's the kind of weather I like, but not for when you go to a resort and you hope to be by the pool.
Oh,
and,
right.
You know.
Oh, rain's the worst.
Yeah.
What a waste of money, you know?
Yeah. So imagine, I mean, 3 hours before we were supposed to check in, we called to cancel, and they actually canceled it for us without paying penalty.
That's nice. Probably
yeah.
because of the fact that it was the weather, you know?
Exactly, you know, but they still didn't have to, you know, I mean.
Right.
So it was pretty cool. So
that is pretty cool.
Yeah. I guess they figured, you know, we'll probably come back there if they refund our money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, we'll definitely not go back.
Yeah. I have a random question.
Yeah.
How much does it usually cost to get your tires rotated?
Just rotated?
Just rotated, yeah.
It should cost you more than $20 at most, maybe?
Oh, okay, so it's cheap. Okay.
Yeah, because, yeah, if you measure it by how long it takes, they can do it in probably 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned to you, I had a flat, kind of a flat tire on Friday.
Right.
And I thought, oh, you know, it was a nail in there, so I'll just, you know, fill in the gap of the nail. Of course, of all places that I get a nail in my tire, it's in the one spot that, you know, they can't fill it in. It's
yeah,
too
like
hazardous.
On the side.
The corner.
Yeah, in the corner.
So I had to get a new tire.
So you did find a nail in there, because they did look
yeah.
at Jiffy's
that's right.
and they didn't find
they
it.
They didn't find one. Of course, I don't think they were looking too hard. They were trying to get me out of there. one of my neighbors, as I was driving slowly, kind of really checked, because it was getting flat again when I got home on Friday.
Okay.
So I was like, shit. Yeah, you know, unbelievable. And there ended up being a nail, and of course they can't put a gap in it or fill it in because of the spot it's in. So I had to get a new tire.
Oh, wow.
And while I got a new tire, they rotated my tires.
Right.
But they did the rotation for free.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, which I thought was really sweet.
Yeah.
Because the tire was only like $60. You know, it's not like I was spending much money to begin with, and they rotated them for free, which I thought was very sweet.
Yeah.
But there were two guys there that were just getting their car fixed, trying to chat me up as I'm waiting.
Of course.
And, yeah, and you know, it's like, I was not born yesterday. So they're trying to say, oh, yeah, you need this done, and you know, you need to get this done. I'm like, do you work here? They're like, oh, no, but come to our garage and we'll do it for you. I'll do it for you for free, or, you know,
Whoa.
Or for like $50. I'll do it for $50.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, No, you know, it's best if I just stay here. After all, why are you getting your car fixed here? Obviously
yeah.
not that good, you know? But they would not stop asking. And then I thought, yeah, this is what I said. I think I really sketched them out, too. Uh-huh. I go, no, I can't. To be honest, I'm being watched.
Really? Is that what you told them?
Yeah, I'm being watched. And I didn't elaborate on it, but they're like, what? I'm being watched. I really can't leave this spot. And they seriously...
That's pretty good.
Yeah. They very quickly, within like 5 minutes, were out of there.
Really?
Yeah. I'm thinking,
wow.
You guys are sketchy. Little sketch
wow,
ball.
Yeah. Men don't waste time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever, wherever there's something, they'll go after it.
That's creepy, though. Like, I would never, being a girl alone, you know, go to some guy's random garage.
Right.
I was looking at their car because it had some kind of business label on it, but it had nothing to do with cars.
Right.
Meanwhile, they're at a car shop getting their car fixed.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys are weird. Sure you're not trying to get me in your bedroom?
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, you know, on Facebook this weekend, I don't know if you noticed anything, but there was a lot of hacking and porn going on.
Oh, I did notice that.
Did you notice that?
That's disturbing, and honestly,
it really
like,
is.
I'm just wondering, is that like what younger kids are seeing too, like my 16-year-old sister?
Probably.
That's
probably.
I mean,
some people said their kids saw that. And what happens is they post the pictures and then they tag people, and, you know, if your friend gets tagged, then you see that
yeah.
on your stream. And, I mean, I was just shocked.
Well, not to mention there are, like, hundreds of thousands of people liking these images, so they just naturally kind of pop up.
Right, exactly. I mean, there's, like, tens of thousands of likes and comments on them.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was very put off.
I know, me too. You know, it's not the place for it. Facebook is not the place for it, you know?
No.
You log in and stuff, and then you see this big, hard cock, you know, staring at you and stuff.
Oh, my God. There's one right now. I just
really?
This looks like it's Jesus, too. It says Jesus fucking Christ. Really? Oh my God, and it's a Jesus fucking a Christ.
Wow.
Now that's really bad.
They have done a lot of what people would call blasphemous. I mean, there was one. Yeah, they're having a lot of pictures with Jesus having sex and stuff, and like gay sex.
This is horrible. I wonder what Facebook's doing. I mean, they obviously have to prevent that. I mean.
Yeah. Well, apparently they got hacked somehow, but. My complaint is they're not taking the images down soon enough. You know, they're not responding fast enough. And I mean, if there's like tens of thousands of
I don't even know how you would start
there,
though. It's like what in the world? How do you even begin?
Well, because people report the pages and the images, you can report it.
Yeah, that is.
You know, I would think they have a computer program in place that would sense that and take it down. But, you know, and it's still happening. I mean, this has been for the past 3 days, you know. Some people may not have seen them, but on mine several times. And, you know, the people that get tagged are so embarrassed.
It could
happen to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, it's true.
So Facebook is not the place for it. I mean, you know, I enjoy porn and stuff sometimes, but not on Facebook, man. I mean, it's like sort of a sacred place for people, for families, you know. Things like that, you know, I felt like invaded, you know.
Yeah, it is disgusting. I could not believe some of the images I saw over the past 2 days. I didn't even think about that when you first mentioned Facebook, but the second you did.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you get to see some of those too, I know.
Oh yeah, they're everywhere. It's
very disturbing.
Sick. I mean, I haven't been tagged in any, and God forbid, whoever tags me in them is going to get blocked.
Yeah, I know. Don't they, when they going to put a feature in there that you have to okay the tagging? I mean, actually, in one of my pictures, that happened when somebody else tagged. Mm-hmm. It sort of like create like ghost images on the picture until you approve it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think now Facebook has an option somewhere in your privacy settings that you can allow that so that you have to approve any photo that you're tagged in before it's actually on your page. I have not messed around with that. Because, well, I don't really plan on anyone tagging me in ridiculous stuff. But now that crap's out, you know, we all need to.
Yeah.
But Facebook's privacy, like all the settings now and editing all that stuff, or the account settings, it's gotten a little more complicated.
It's very complicated.
So
it's like all over the place. You know, I mean, they have one over here, one over there. You can't find everything in one place, it seems.
Yeah. So that's why I haven't really played around with that. But it's there. It's somewhere. So good luck finding it.
Yeah. So be careful with your Facebook accounts when your kids are around, man.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that is like terrible, you know?
It is. I mean, I can't imagine being like a 10-year-old kid. And
yeah.
Because it's not like it's just like a hot girl naked. I mean, they have pictures of like a 100-year-old woman with her boobs down, you know,
here. Did you see that one?
I saw that.
That was terrible.
Unbelievable.
Disgusting. A 100-year-old woman, she's totally wrinkled and she's sitting there with her legs spread, you know?
Yeah.
That was
her boobs hanging down to her vagina.
Yeah. That was terrible. I don't want to look at shit like that.
But now it's kind of cool. I have an idea of what I'll look like, like naked. Oh my gosh. Not pretty.
Yeah, I don't want to live to be that old, do you?
No. Yeah. You know, it's weird. Recently, I mean, I've always said I look forward to the aging process, but, you know, it's just clicked in my head that I'm going to be, in April, I'll be 25, you know, and I'm not a kid anymore. You know, it's like really starting to get in my head that I'm not this young little kid anymore that can make up an excuse, you know, of being naive and get away with things, you know?
Right.
Like, before you know it, I'll be 30, and then it's just kind of sad in a way. It's hit me that I don't look forward to getting older.
Yeah. Not many people do.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I'm honestly terrified.
Yeah, but you still got plenty of years. I mean, you know,
that's
to live.
That's what you always say, but you know what?
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I still got a good 30 years in me, you know. I mean, that's not a big deal, but the thing is that I don't want to get to be that old, you know.
Right.
It's just...
For what reason? Because you want to be able to still move and be healthy? Or
yeah, I don't want people to take care of me, you know. I don't want that. I don't want put people in the... in the position where they have to take care of me and stuff. It's just terrible, you know.
Right.
It's such a burdened
well, I mean,
people.
I know tons of older people, including my great aunt, you know, that are all in, you know, they take care of themselves for the most part. I mean, once in a blue, I take her grocery shopping and stuff sometimes, but, you know, I mean, she's still active and healthy.
How old is she?
She's 84.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
So, you know, I mean, it's really just those last few years, depending on how, you know, old you get, where it's like, but, you know, other there are people who are older and the last 20 years, like from 60 to 80, they're like barely moving and helpless in a way.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
you got to be fortunate, you know, I mean, with your health.
And keep healthy.
Yeah.
You have control of it too, you know, working out and eating healthy.
That's true. What are you trying to tell me here?
Those are things that would help.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like to do that stuff, right?
Yeah. How's your gym? Are you still going?
I'm loving it. Yep. I go. You know, I try to go every day, but that doesn't happen just because of my schedule. But at least every other day. So, I mean, 4 to 5 times a week I go. And I've recently changed my diet completely. I've been eating so much healthier.
Really?
And I feel good. I shit a lot more often.
Too much information.
I know. Every morning I have like my morning shit now. Seriously. It's because I've been eating.
Well, that's good. You become regular.
Yeah. I've been eating a lot of dietary fiber now, less carbs, no trans fat or saturated fats, less sugar.
Wow.
And just kind of keeping track of my calories. I'm not counting it. I'm not obsessive, but just eating healthier and working out. And honestly, at the gym, I can see it in my legs, how, you know, become toner. And it's because of the food, too. It's not just working out, because unfortunately, when you work out, you get hungrier. So you have to be careful.
That's true.
Some people end up getting bigger, you know, because they want to eat more. But as long as you're eating the right things and super healthy.
Right.
Like the things I'm eating now have half the calories of the things that I used to eat.
Right.
So in a way I can eat more of it because it's, you know, there are less calories and carbs.
But that kind of food you have to make yourself, right? I mean, you can't go out and eat that stuff, you know?
Oh, right. But it's simple. Like my favorite thing, honestly, is just getting, you know, like wheat wraps. Mm-hmm. And they literally have like 60, 70 calories in them. They're very healthy with like 7 grams of dietary fiber, and then putting like two tablespoons of hummus on them, and then like some spinach or tomatoes and just, you know, a bunch of veggies. This is like my favorite snack.
Oh,
and it's honestly not, it's like 100-calorie snack, but it's almost, it's a meal.
Yeah.
So eat two of those and you're good to go, and then you shit afterwards. It's amazing. But do you like hummus? Because I'm a hummus freak.
Oh, yeah.
I love hummus.
Yeah.
And it's pretty healthy for you.
Yeah.
As long as you're, I mean, like, for me, my problem is I have to stay away from any kind of snack or food that involves dipping. Like, even if it's vegetables, dipping it in hummus, I can't do it because I do not know when to stop.
Really?
So I'll eat the whole thing of hummus. And that's not good for you.
Wow.
But if you have a wrap, you know, and you just put 2 tablespoons on, which is the serving size.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And then you walk away. But like,
if you love hummus, I'll have to send you to a good Israeli place here.
Ooh,
if you are, if you're ever in this area, it's actually a little farther down, but it's actually I went there with the kids yesterday. We go there a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. And they got like shish kebab and you know all that kind of stuff.
Yummy.
And but if you want like good hummus, man, that's where you get it. You know, that's a real thing, man.
I've tried making homemade hummus too, but that's just not as good.
No, it never comes out good. You know, often it's dry and it doesn't taste as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, you know.
But you can buy ready-made ones, right?
Yeah, and they're all good, honestly. I mean, I can't even remember. I bought 2 different brands. One of them's got is. I like usually just the regular flavor, but then there's one I got that's called 40 Spices, and it has all these spices in it, and it is so good.
Yeah. Is that like a Greek style that you buy? Do you know if it's the Greek style?
I'm 90%
sure. Not the Mediterranean, yeah. It tastes a little different, though. I think if you...
How is that one different, then? How would you compare
it? It's different taste, different texture. You know, yeah, they make it different. It tastes differently.
Okay, because I'm a huge fan of the Greek.
Yeah, that's okay, but I'm sure you'll like that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wish, you know, I don't know, are you good at eating chips and stuff or snacks where it's like it's picking food and you know when to stop? Because, like, I can't buy a bag of chips unless I'm eating the whole bag of chips.
Yeah, no, I'm able to put it down for, you know, but I don't eat a lot of that stuff, you know.
Oh, good for
I don't eat a lot between meals. You know, I don't have breakfast. I have lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And in between, I'll have some chocolate or something, you know, maybe a couple potato chips. But that's it. Yeah, I don't have to eat the whole thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm normally like that, you know, 2 meals a day and then like a snack or something. But That's another thing I've learned. Eating, you know, every 3 hours. Now, not eating meals every 3 hours, but eating something every 3 hours is much better for you because it speeds up your metabolism. You burn it off quicker.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Ready.
Yeah.
So that's what
but
I've been
doing. It's got to be good, healthy food.
Yeah, like these little wraps. It's like 100 calories. I had one this morning.
Right.
When I get home, I'm going to have one. I'll do my photo shoot. And...
It's going to get very boring.
Well, I'm weird, though. Like, I can have the same thing every day for 5 months
really?
And be happy as long as I like that piece of food.
Yeah.
In fact, that's usually what I do. I'm a very boring eater. I usually have like two or three things that are on my menu. You know, it's like bananas, the wraps. And then, you know, God only knows what else. Oh, yogurt. And that's what I eat that's all I eat.
Yeah. Now, do you sometimes go out for hamburgers and hot dogs and things like that?
Well, I used to eat out way more often. Uh-huh. Now, if I eat out, it's usually sushi.
Right.
I love Thai. But, you know, that's once in a blue moon.
Right.
I've never...
You're not into fast food or anything.
No, not at all. Yeah. Very rarely do I crave a hamburger. And when I do, I have one, you know, because I think that's also important. You can't deprive yourself.
Right.
So when you eat those things once in a blue moon and allow yourself and your body knows that, you know, you're allowed to have it once in a while, then you don't crave it as often.
That's true.
So it's rare, but when I do crave a hamburger, I really crave it, and I go get one.
Yeah.
But I don't like, you know, hamburgers that are from McDonald's. I mean, I like, like an American Diner or something, a nice grilled hamburger.
I know. No, McDonald's is plastic food, man.
Yeah.
I can't stand it, you know?
Ugh, horrible for you. It really is.
Yeah. And it tastes terrible, too, you know?
Well, it's cheap food, you know? You're paying,
it is,
you get what
fast.
You pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Do you eat fast food often?
Not often, but, you know, maybe a couple times a week or so.
A couple times a week?
Yeah, that's often.
That's often.
It's not.
That's often. A couple times a week? Okay, once a week's not, you know, it's fine. A couple times a week, 2-3 times in a week would be a lot.
Why?
That's a lot. That's a lot of fast food.
It's not. A freaking hamburger and some fries, you know? You forget about it five minutes later.
I think it's a lot. I'm telling you,
okay.
If you got a personal trainer, they would yell at you right now.
I'm sure they would.
They wouldn't even let you do it once a week, I think. They'd probably say once a month. Once a month, get fast food.
Well, that's why I don't go to nutritionists.
The problem is, it's just addicting, too. That's the thing. Like, getting it, you know, it may not be the greatest food, but, you know, you kind of start to crave that taste, that...
Yeah.
Text, whatever it is, the grease and
No, sometimes I do crave it when I'm really hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went through like a 2-week phase of McDonald's at one point. This was actually pretty recent. This is kind of like when I decided, holy shit, I'm joining a gym. I look like a fat ass. So I went through like 2 weeks where honestly, I think pretty much every day I went to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I normally don't. Like, before then, I hadn't had fast food in probably months.
Mm.
Or years, I mean. Years. It was a while. But I would get always the chicken snack wrap.
Right.
So, honestly, like, every day for 2 weeks, I went and got chicken snack wraps.
Why? Because you really liked it?
They were okay. I really liked them, but I also thought in my head, you know, these aren't that bad for you. It's, you know, it's a wrap just like what I usually eat now at home with the chicken and some mustard or something.
Right.
Which, again, you know, it's not that bad, but when you buy three of them and the wraps aren't the low-carb ones, you know, like, it's not good for you.
All right. Well, we'll stay away from McDonald's.
Right. Moving on.
Yeah,
you know,
moving on.
George Clooney and Stacey Keibler are now dating. Do you know who that is?
I've heard of Stacey Keibler, but I can't put the face on.
Well, she's a beautiful blonde, first of all, but she was on Dancing with the Stars. She's known because she was a wrestler.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
So random,
that's right.
She's like super tall and skinny. When I think female wrestler, I think like a masculine female. Like, do you remember China?
Uh huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's still around.
That woman's scary.
I know.
So, yeah, she's been dating him. They've both been dating, and apparently they really like each other.
Yeah.
It's an interesting match. I would not guess that he would, you know, go out with her. I would think he'd date someone more famous in a way, like, you know, a very successful actress.
That's true. But you never know, you know. I mean, there's attraction to people, and sometimes you just don't understand. You can't explain it.
Right. Of course, he's 51. She's 32.
Yeah.
And blonde.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
If you can get him, why not, you know?
Mm-hmm. He has a funny He's funny. He was saying in an article that the word fart just makes him laugh.
Really?
Yeah, like farting, the whole concept of farting, he just gets a kick out of it. He can't, and I think that's funny.
Yeah.
I think farts are disgusting. Not funny, disgusting. So.
I know, and it's, and, but they are funny, you know. I think it's funny.
No,
you know?
They are. You have to be the right person
to
farting.
Yeah,
if you
have
that
gas
makes sense,
coming out of
you know?
Your asshole, you know. Yeah. That's a pretty funny.
It is. It's also gross, but you know, it's the. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
You cannot have like a beautiful woman next to you and she farts out loud and it be funny. That's
no,
just gross.
No, would not be funny.
You know, it's got to be a guy. And even then, it can't be like a super hot guy.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a, I don't know.
Yeah.
When do you think it's comfortable in a relationship or like dating-wise to feel comfortable to fart in front of your girl?
In my case, never.
Never?
No,
oh,
we
okay.
still don't.
Oh, good.
No,
yeah.
we don't.
I like
later.
That. I like that. You know, you always get up and go or you leave the room or
Either
something.
Either that or you get up in the morning very, very gassy because you held it in all night.
Ew,
you
know? Ew, ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gross.
Well, but, you know, you have to do that. It's better than farting in bed.
I think a lot of that has to do with your nationality, too. It's funny because, like, you're Jewish.
Yeah, right.
What are you specifically,
like,
though?
Israeli.
Israeli? Oh,
right.
You are Israeli. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah.
The guy I dated was Israeli.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't look Israeli, though. Like, he...
Probably not,
At least
not like him.
Is he,
darker like skin and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truly Israeli.
Yeah.
But
truly Israeli.
I mean, like, he looked very Israeli, you know,
okay.
like, I wasn't attracted to him, right?
Okay.
But you're good looking. You
Thank
don't look
you very
Israeli.
Much, yeah.
Anyway, moving on. What was I even saying? Like, different, you know, like, Americans, I think, especially, like, white dudes, they have
right.
no problem farting.
No problem farting.
They have no problem farting in front of you. And I just wish they wouldn't, you know? I just wish they would wait at least a few more months, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't fart.
No, I think that's disgusting, man. Yeah. I also don't like when your spouse goes to the bathroom with the door open or something, you know?
Ew, why would they do that?
Yeah, that's
know?
What I'm saying. So we don't in my house, you know?
Yeah.
I made it clear, you know? I don't need to see you taking a crap, you know?
Yeah, that's nasty. Yeah. what else?
So we've had Captain America at home for a week now, for over a week on DVD, right? Because we rented it. Have you seen it?
No, and I don't.
Terrible.
Know Is it really?
Terrible friggin' movie. I mean, we tried to watch it once last week. We watched about half an hour of it, and we shut it off.
Huh.
And then I told her, I said, look, you know, I've heard it's a good movie. I like the comics, so let's watch it. You know, we tried another hour of it. Bored as hell, you know? I mean, there's just
That's
like rarely any action, you know? So I was really disappointed because I was hoping it'd be good.
I always loved when I was a kid, the comic books, Captain
right.
America. I'm surprised. I mean, I honestly had no interest in going to see it. It's just not my kind of movie.
Right.
But I would think it would be, you know, at least something you don't think like little boys would probably like or kids.
Well, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe younger kids like it. But, you know, I mean, usually the superhero movies are pretty good for adults as well. You know, like Spider-Man and Iron Man were good.
This one's cartoon, though?
No.
It's
actors. Live action.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who's in it? Do you know?
I forgot his first or his name, but...
It wasn't good enough to remember.
Yeah. Yeah. But, no, it wasn't a great movie, you know?
Hmm.
He's kind of an unknown. I've never seen him before. But what I couldn't understand is they took the same guy. He's very skinny in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny and short. And then they made him... into a very muscular guy. But you realize it's the same guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they used someone else for when he was skinny and then they changed him into someone that's... So I don't know how they did that.
Huh.
You know?
I can't
imagine that would be all special effects.
Wait a minute.
You know?
I'm confused. Is this the Captain America, the first Avenger?
The first Avenger, yeah.
Oh, what's his
that's
name?
That's the one.
Isn't he like a James Bond too or something? Or
no, he's not.
Oh, how funny. I think one of my girlfriends actually dates him.
Really?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans, that's
right. He is fairly new. I mean, he's been in a ton of stuff, but he's not super duper well known yet.
Right.
Oh, he's been in a shitload though.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't do a very
good
job.
Not my kind of movies, though. They're all kind of along the lines of Captain America in a way. Action, the Fantastic Four.
Right, so it's comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. So you weren't into it, which means I'm not going to go see it.
Well, maybe not. Yeah, maybe. I don't think you'd like it, no. It's not your kind of movie. You like dramas and stuff,
Bummer.
Right?
Oh, I love dramas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can already tell. You know, this is not my kind of movie. I can tell from the advertisement.
Not much substance to that movie. So if you guys haven't seen it, don't waste your time, man. Yeah. But in the meantime, Immortals is number one at the box office. Ooh. Have you heard of the movie Immortals?
I have.
Yeah.
It's hard. Not seen it.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore the trailers. They're amazing.
They do look really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a number one movie, made $32 million, which was more than they anticipated.
Yeah, that is good.
And, you know, a movie like this with so much action and you know, and special effects and stuff, you'd expect it to cost a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But it only cost them, like, what did it say about... I don't know.
Huh.
What the hell? I don't care. I saw it before, but apparently, you know, it didn't cost as much as you would expect for a movie like this.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but good, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm sure the visuals are amazing, but you know, I don't think I'd relate to the story that much. You know.
No, it's another one. Like, honestly, none of the movies really out right now. I'm dying to see.
Yeah.
Besides, have you seen Ides of March yet?
No,
I
have
not. To see that.
I'll
though.
Probably have to wait for the DVD to come out.
Yeah. Womp, womp. Wompity womp.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Sasha Gray? Does that name ring a bell at all?
No.
Well, apparently she's a recently retired porn star. I know you know all the porn stars.
I don't know by name, no.
Okay.
No. You see, a lot of people watch porn like by following a specific chick and stuff, you know, and they'll just follow everything
really?
That she does.
Okay.
No, with me it's just like random stuff. Just let me watch some people fuck, you know. That's about it, you know.
Huh. Well, okay, so apparently though, and I actually have a crazy story about porn that I'll get to.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Sasha Gray, a porn star, reads at an elementary school recently, and of course parents are outraged. Now, you know,
I saw that in the news. Yeah. They had it on TV. Go ahead.
So she's just, you know, she's recently retired, you know, from this industry, and she's currently doing some respectable acting work and has a book that just came out. And she goes on to say that she's committed to this program with the understanding that people would have their own opinions, you know, about what she's doing. She goes, I'm an actor, I'm an artist, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a partner. I have a past that some people may not agree with, but it does not define who I am. Now, you know, of course, but talk about the extreme, you know?
Yeah.
So she goes into this elementary school and, you know, it's just she reads some books to these kids and then she tweets it.
Right.
But now the school's denying it, but that she ever, you know, was there. But she already tweeted it, so why would she tweet it?
Yeah.
And
no,
TMZ,
plus they showed her on TV.
Yeah. TMZ got pictures of it.
Yeah.
So it happened, obviously. But what would you think about that, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm sort of mixed on it. But the thing is that... she does have the past, you know, and I think it would be distracting to the students.
Recent past.
Yeah, and it would be distracting to the students if they knew it.
If they knew it, sure.
Yeah, because then the first thing they'd do is run and watch her movies.
Right. Now, I'm almost positive that, you know, none of these kids, you know, she was saying, you know, none of them knew when she first went in. But obviously now, after all this crap, you know, kids are going to be looking her up.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
you see, people have to think about this shit before they get into porn. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, don't do it if
you
can't.
Well, that's the thing. It's always there, no matter how hard. I mean, at least, especially Google. You know, I mean, you're going to be able to... Anytime, like, Google your name, and pictures are going to come up from your past, even if it was 10, 20, 50 years ago.
Right.
If they're pictures of you nude, they're never going to be...
They're there.
They're never going to disappear.
Yeah. And you're talking about nude pictures. I mean, we're talking about hardcore porn, you know?
Yeah. Now, I'm looking her up now on Google, and, you know, I definitely see some risky stuff, but she doesn't have anything that's, like, out there that's truly her butt naked with her pussy hanging out.
Oh, really?
But she does, I mean, some of them have her boobs, you know, out.
Yeah.
And then some are just kind of her ass. Nothing super crazy like, you know, what you would see.
Really? Maybe you have your filter on in Google, no?
Oh, that's true. I don't know. I don't know how you do any of that stuff.
No, it has right there. It has some settings. And,
oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe I do. Yeah. Ew. I want to check now. So I do have a weird story about porn.
Yeah.
Which is just, you know, that I'm like this kind of... I'm kind of sexually awkward or just weird when it comes to intimacy. Anyway, so I never have really looked at porn. Never.
Right.
And I did decide... My weekend
it
was
never
so,
appealed to you
so productive. Not really, no.
Yeah.
I mean, in the past, I've, like, a few times, you know, I mean, I could count it on my fingers, have looked at porn. But this weekend, I just kind of I checked out a few sites because I was just curious.
Right.
And honestly, I mean, you know, when it's just like a guy and a girl, whatever, one guy, one girl.
Right.
But there was one video, It was a girl, and there were five or six dudes.
Wow.
And this honestly just made me think, I don't know how anybody could be turned on by this. Like, to me, it was so disgusting. All that was going in my head was just how she's got to have AIDS, they've got to have diseases. Like, every single guy was shoving their penis in her, you know, vagina and in her asshole, right, in her mouth. I mean, every single guy, and they would just rotate.
Wow.
And every single guy came in her mouth, and she swallowed it.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how, I mean, I think it's disgusting that anyone could watch that and get turned on and come.
Right.
I mean, that was disgusting to me.
Yeah.
I mean, how dirty and gross.
Yeah.
And I mean, then I'm thinking, you know, well, you know, that's on tape, but you know, every single porn girl is going, I mean, it's the same thing, you know, even if they're doing it with just one guy, you know, they're doing multiple videos.
Yeah.
So they've got a zillion different penises getting shoved in them.
That's true. Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, where they're not cleaning themselves, you know, like they're all shoving it. It's just disgusting to me.
I know.
Isn't it?
I know. Ass to vagina and back and into your mouth. I mean, how gross, you know?
And like five different guys.
Right.
You know, not just one guy. I mean, I
know. But that's what I'm saying. For a guy, I don't see the turn on in like seeing five guys. You know, I mean, what's the point? I can see one guy and five chicks. That would be fun.
So you think these are strictly for females to
get off? No, that's for guys.
Oh, it is for guys.
I don't think women get off that shit. Maybe porn stars do, but most women do not.
So guys would get off by
guys,
seeing five penises getting shoved in one?
Look, all porn is made for guys. It's not for girls, yeah. I mean, if women enjoy it, then they enjoy it, you know. But, you know, what is it? 99.9% of consumers of porn are guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, consumers. Like, I would never buy it. But, I mean, I watched it this weekend.
Yeah.
But you know
what?
You
got it to the wrong side.
I watched it though just out of curiosity. You know, I wanted to see, and when I came across that video, I was just so disgusted.
Yeah. Well, you heard curiosity killed the cat, you know?
Yeah.
And you got to be very careful because the shit you might see there may not like, you know?
Yeah.
I remember when the internet just started. I mean, we were talking like, you know, 1994, 95, when we were still exploring it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I went into this porn site, and you know, it was sort of like a blind clicking. You didn't know what the picture was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of pictures like left such a mark on me that, you know, it's still in my mind. One was this chick shitting into a guy's mouth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that like stayed in my mind, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's disgusting.
It makes sex like so disgusting, you know.
That is
and
so
then,
disgusting.
And then one chick with a snake coming out of her, you
what?
Know. Yeah, that was like disgusting, you know.
Wait, why? Explain that.
Yeah, a snake. She put a snake
a
in her vagina.
Snake.
Yeah. Yeah, a small one,
oh
you know.
Oh my gosh.
But it was like, why do people like that? You know,
I don't know. To me personally, like, it's the more discreet, subtle things that turn me on, not the craziness of like all this bizarre stuff. But everyone's different, I suppose.
Yeah.
But
I mean, people
also,
like crazy shit, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
I just want to take note that I did play around with my settings on Google.
Yeah.
Sasha Gray, there's all kinds of crazy
all kinds,
crap.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my moderate, strict mode.
Yeah. So you only got to see boobs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That makes me wonder now, all these times that I've Googled people, what could I have seen, you know?
You see, you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What do you think, though, of the whole coming in the mouth, too, though? Like, to me, that, even if it's somebody I'm in love with, like, I find it disgusting. Like, I can't imagine swallowing cum or even putting cum in my mouth, period. Like, the idea of it makes me sick.
Yeah. Well, look, it does make me sick, too, but I'm a guy, you know, so it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you.
Do you like the idea of a chick's putting it in a chick's mouth?
No, not myself. No.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes watching it is okay if they come on her face or something,
gosh.
You know, but the swallowing of it is not, it doesn't, you know, I mean, I've become pretty conservative when it comes to sex. You know, I used to be into anything when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I was younger, in my 20s. But, I mean,
I'm like, my face is like, ugh. Just the idea of it makes me want to throw up.
I know.
And
some guys have like really thick cum too, you know.
Ah!
It's like, oh God, how can you do that?
Yeah, I don't care what kind. I mean, thick, runny, whatever. It's not going in my mouth ever. I don't see how that's even healthy. I mean, Yeah, it's coming out of your. Oh, I'm sorry. The more I think about it, the more graphic it gets in my head, and the more I'm just like wanting to throw up.
Right. Well, it's not for you, so stay away from that. You know, it's not necessary for great sex. And, you know, I think I have learned that, you know, if you have sex with someone that you care about, then you don't get into all this dirty shit, you know?
Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah. But, because that's a lot of additional stimulation there, you know, in order for you to get turned on, to see all that hardcore stuff.
It is.
But, I mean, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I watch sometimes, you know, and it's
at the end of the day, I just would really like, you know, the next porn star we have on, like, I really just, my question is, are you afraid of getting disease of AIDS? You know, because any female that's doing porn, at, you know, right now that currently is doing it and says they're happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not are they really thinking of, you know, what could potentially happen?
Yeah. Well, Wednesday we're going to have one here.
No
so
way.
You can ask
I'm going to ask. I am. Because I'm sure, like, they're all, you know, they always brag. I don't think they're truly happy doing it, honestly.
Yeah. Well, remember we talked to the anti-porn woman that used to be a porn star. And she was saying all these things and stuff. But we'll see, you know.
Yeah, we will see.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, many of them end up, like, getting out of porn, and then they have to live with this shit for the rest of their lives, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I cannot imagine. At the same time, you can get AIDS or any kind of sexual disease from having sex once, you know?
Right.
And somebody being dishonest or just, you know, you not being
smart. Not only
that,
but, I mean, they get tested, what, once a month or something, even once a week?
Porn
stars
do?
Really?
Oh.
That doesn't mean anything,
I didn't know that.
You know? I mean, you can get tested today and catch the disease tomorrow.
Yeah. It's scary stuff.
Yeah.
But honestly, I now look at porn differently after seeing that one video of the girl with the five dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you gotta find some. So just find some straight boy girl, and you'll enjoy it probably.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Except it seems hard to find those anymore.
Or even just girl, or, you know.
Yeah.
Do you get turned on by just girls?
Yeah.
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 I think I'm a lesbian.
Really? You like
I
that?
I do.
Yeah.
Guys,
well, maybe
like,
maybe you're bi, you know. I don't know, but you're into guys too, right?
No, I'm into guys as far as like dating and making out. Like, I cannot imagine being with a female in a relationship. Put it that way.
I see. Okay, but when it comes
to
sex, though?
I'm not. It takes a lot for a guy to turn me on. It just takes a lot. I don't get turned on easily.
Wow, it's got to be very frustrating for the guy, huh? For you too, probably.
It's not frustrating for me. I really don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, I feel bad because guys always, you know, they
try
say,
really
hard. Most girls, you know, the first time maybe having sex, you know, it's hard or they don't come. But at least by the second time they come, they're more comfortable.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not you.
10th time, I've never come, you know.
Wow.
And so, I think it does freak out the guy a little.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I mean, I have no problem with it. I don't care as long as you're having a good time in a way.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not having sex. I have no desire to.
Wow.
I'm kind of put off in a way, and I'm almost thinking like, do I have something wrong in my head for, you know, the reason I, you know, maybe can't come? or am I a lesbian?
I don't know. Can you on your own?
I can on my own without easy.
Good. So with guys, it's hard.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because you feel vulnerable, you know? I mean, you know, I mean, for me also, with someone new, it's hard.
Really?
Yeah, it's hard because I feel very vulnerable that way, you know?
Interesting. Yeah, some guys are, all guys are different. Most guys that I come across can get it up in 5 seconds.
Oh, get it up, but to come, you know.
Oh,
that's not,
well, come too. Yeah, it's pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a
but
lot of guys are really horny.
Yeah, I know. But I've never, honestly, I can't compare any guy now to my ex.
Uh-huh.
He seriously, you know, we were in a relationship for 3 years. And even up to the end of the relationship, all I had to do was look at him a certain way, and he'd get hard as a rock.
Really?
And, like, this dude was the horniest man I've ever met. And in a way, I kind of miss that, because it made me feel like, wow, I'm super sexy.
Yeah.
You know, I can get this guy horny just by looking at him, you know? But, you know, most guys are, it's easy to get them to hard or to come.
Yeah.
I sound like I'm like expert, you know, having sex with multiple guys. And I assure you, I do not.
Yeah.
Quite the opposite. But there was one guy I crossed paths with that, you know, it's like At the end of the day, I love a guy that's vulnerable, but at the end of the day, we want, like, ladies want a man.
Right.
This guy had so much female energy. It was like he couldn't even get hard. And it was not me, I assure you. He actually told me, you know, he has issues with getting hard with, you know, females. He just gets very insecure. Mm. And he's and everything now starts to enter his brain.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you know, that poor guy in a way. Because the second I hear that, I'm thinking, you're a chick.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're thinking in your head, can't you just think with your penis? It's like, ew, I want a man. I don't want a guy that's, like, all in his head.
Yeah. So, well, I can fix you up with some lesbians if you want. You know,
oh,
maybe you
gosh.
Can explore that.
Not
direction.
Porn lesbians.
No,
though.
No, not porn at all.
Really?
You know, in fact, boyish looking ones.
Where
that
would
you
I
like,
meet
right?
them? It's like you
you
know?
Like boyish looking
yeah.
ones, right?
Yeah. But sexy, but still like tomboyish.
You want to find a
not
million
a
of them?
Heels.
I mean, they would eat you up in a second if you go to like a gay bar or something,
ew.
A lesbian club.
See, I would be so uncomfortable.
But go with someone then, you
oh
know,
my
go
gosh.
With a wingman or something,
okay.
Wingwoman.
That's what I was wondering, because like I know two lesbians. They're both in relationships. But I'm just kind of like wondering, like, where do you even meet them? Like, you don't have a sign on you that says, I'm a lesbian.
Right.
And I know I'm not a lesbian.
Right.
But I could potentially be I think I'm bisexual.
Yeah. But possibly.
But I have my limits. Possibly. Like, I don't see myself in a relationship with a female.
Right. Yeah. So it's just for the sex part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe if you started.
No, not even the sex. I don't know. The idea of having sex with a female, too, is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I just think because of, like, porn, like, and I don't know. Now I'm, like, digging myself in a deep hole that I don't know how to get out of.
Okay, so we'll change the topic then. You're funny. But, but no, I mean, this stuff also comes with the years, you know. I mean, you'll probably feel more comfortable, you know. You'll find a man, you know, eventually that you'll be comfortable with.
Right.
You know? And maybe that's what you need,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, I'm a very explorative, like, I like exploring. And I think it's just in my head that, oh, I kind of, in a way, just want to explore that avenue of females.
Right.
You know, and just hang out and see, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to see.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Can you imagine
Why
me
not?
Having a girlfriend?
Wow.
Can you picture it?
No.
Me with a girlfriend? You
no.
can't?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Not with a boyish one. No.
Why?
I don't know.
If it were going to be a girl, it would be a boyish girl.
Why can't I picture you? Okay, I can picture you. I don't
oh,
know.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
I can picture a lot of things.
Okay, then.
No, but I think... Well, I don't know if you'd have fun or not, but I think as long as you're entertaining the idea, maybe you should pursue it.
Okay.
And see if you like it, yeah. It's not the end of the world if you find out you're a lesbian, you know.
That's true.
What's the big deal?
Okay, I just got this really weird message. Okay, never mind. It looked like this woman was like a sold sex toys or something. She's like adding me on Facebook saying, I want to be a friend of yours. I'm like, oh no, are you listening to the radio show now? Right now? You want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
So I guess Brad Pitt fans are going to be disappointed because he says in 3 years he's going to leave acting.
Whatever.
And go behind the camera.
Okay, well, why? You know, I hate that when anyone says anything, first of all, of that nature, you know?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, like, why do you even have to say that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, you can kind of technically go behind the camera now and do
right.
something and, you know, and then in a year do a movie or they do, like, 2-3 movies a year anyway.
Right.
So he's just going to, I don't know.
Yeah, well, he seems to be into the producing and that, so, you know, what can I tell you?
Yeah,
but
cool.
But you're right, I think actors, once they become famous, they look down on acting, you know? It's as though, oh, I need to direct now, I need to produce, you know, acting's not big
enough. Definitely try other things, but I still think, you know, I don't believe in ever saying something, especially of him where he is now, like saying, oh, I'm going to stop acting completely in 3 years.
Right.
You don't know where your life's going to take you in 3 years.
That's true, but that's the plan, I guess, you know?
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So
one more thing I wanted to bring up here that is kind of curious. It's, you know how we were talking about spanking and stuff the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how it can damage kids and affect them later in life.
Right.
Well, they did a study now as far as to what race is most likely to use physical punishment.
Ooh.
And, yeah.
What was
Turns
it?
Out to be African Americans.
I was going to guess that.
And they're saying 89% of black parents said they have spanked their children. So that's 89% as opposed to 79% for white parents and 80% for Hispanics and 73% for Asians.
Interesting.
But, yeah, so they're saying the explanations are pretty complicated. You know, they're saying maybe it's left by the brutality of slavery. Some of them are thinking of, they think if they don't force them into obedience, someone else will.
Hmm.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, I think it would be pretty pretentious to try and figure out why that is. But yeah. Cultures are different.
Oh, all cultures are different.
People do different things. You know?
I love all cultures. I was going to guess, actually, African American.
Yeah.
I mean, I love all, you know, I've dated all. I love all the cultures out there. but it's kind of funny. I was at a grocery store this weekend, and it's kind of it's so stereotypical of black people.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is not what I think of when I think of black people, but it was like the very stereotypical. So it was a guy and a girl. They were black. And they were getting, the lady went to go get bread, and all of a sudden she comes back, and there's juice in her cart, apparently, that wasn't there before.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, you know, this is a huge deal. She's like, Martin, did you put that juice in my cart? And he's
and
like,
the whole store had to hear it.
Oh, yeah, right? The whole store. And she would not stop for like 10 minutes. Seriously.
Wow.
And he kept denying. He's like, no, I did not put that juice in your cart. She's like, Martin, do not lie to me. That juice was not in that cart when I came, you know, when I left. And she would not stop. I mean, you know, it's like, this, first of all, is not a big deal, but, you know, yeah. She was getting so pissed off.
Yeah.
That joke.
Sometimes they're very animated.
Yeah, so funny.
All right. Well, Steph, thank you so much.
We had
a great show as usual. And everybody, thank you for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Woo-hoo.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.